I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News. Atlanta is launching a new comprehensive plan to address affordable housing in the city. But as GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, one expert thinks it doesn't go far enough.
Since 2000, Atlantans' median rent has increased by over 70%, but their incomes have failed to catch up. Today, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms released the city's Housing Affordability Action Plan. During her May radio interview with GPB's Ricky Bevington, Bottoms said no city has gotten affordable housing right, but she wants to be the first.
So this is the difference with Atlanta and places like San Francisco. We actually have land inside of our city limits that we can redevelop for housing.
The plan lays out goals she's announced before, like investing $1 billion of public and private money and building or preserving 20,000 homes by 2026. But Georgia State professor Dan Immergluck believes how the city will pay for the plan is too vague. He'd like to see some more details.
It has some concrete suggestions, but it never puts dollar figures on them.
The plan is part of a campaign promise from Bottoms. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
After a 20-year hiatus, Macon's Pride celebration returned over the weekend. GPB's Mariana Bacaya was there.
Iconic Macon drag performer Tangerine Summers entertained around 400 people in a downtown park despite the pouring rain. The city officially declared the day Gay Pride Day. Summers says that's a far cry from the Macon of the 1970s.
When they lock us up, they call all the police officers and have us to strip, you know, and just, it was just like humiliation.
Summers says people in Macon are far more accepting now. Organizers say that this Pride event will be back in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Mariana Bacayao in Macon.
Starting today, the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website features anti-Ebola videos. They're recorded by Atlanta Hawks legend Dikembe Mutombo. Mutombo was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where one of the deadliest Ebola outbreaks is taking thousands of lives. Mutombo lives in Atlanta. He speaks in several languages, encouraging people to take precautions to stop the disease's spread. Mutombo is a well-known philanthropist in the Congo. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.